All right, welcome to this week's episode of This Podcast Has a Table. I am Tad. This is
Jacob.
And Dakota.
All right. So, today's episode, we will be talking about something I think a lot of people have been talking about, has been swirling about in the sphere of relevance and news, and that is to kill a CEO, particularly a healthcare CEO.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Literally. Literally.
Literally.
That was three bullets.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Forgot a bang in there.
Yeah. So, this has caused quite a stir, and probably the biggest reason there has been such a stir in the news about this isn't just because of the killing itself. People die every day. People are killed every day for various reasons. This is something that cuts to the heart of American culture itself, which is how we do healthcare in this country. It's a big part of it. A lot of people see justification for the killing of this CEO who they don't know anything about. And to be honest, I don't know a lot about. Probably has a family, probably has all these things. But at the same time, people are just very sympathetic to the murder that took place itself. So I ask you, gentlemen, what do you all know about this?
All right, I want to go ahead and set a standard here, though, for everyone around.
Please
do. Before I get too far into this, killing is wrong, and we shouldn't be killing each other.
Very brave of you.
But
that's a bold statement.
Very brave. Hot take, murder, bad.
Listen. People have been crucified for less. But
see Jesus.
Yeah. We shouldn't be, we should realize why that's happened. And that's really my statement on that I want to expand upon. It's like, why did the collective consciousness want to do that? So there's a reason. Cause and effect happen. Even if it's wrong to kill people, there's a reason that somebody wanted to do so. And it's not like this guy personally knew him. This was a figure that was ambiguous to the man. So.
Well, okay, and I'll say the name too, just out of, I guess, general respect. So Brian Thompson was the CEO that was killed that worked for United Healthcare. I just want to make sure to get that right. So just to catch people up, surely you've heard about it by now, but just in case, Luigi Mangione is the suspect, not convicted yet. There's been no trial.
Yeah, he pled not guilty.
Do what?
He pled not guilty.
He pled non-guilty to the killing of Brian Thomas, who is the CEO, or was the CEO of United Healthcare.
Does he have a lawyer yet? Do we know that?
Who, Luigi?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So he does.
I've actually heard his lawyer speak on a couple things.
Yeah, so he said he wanted, he didn't want an actual lawyer, he wanted a public defendant at first, but he's actually hired a lawyer now.
Yeah.
So.
So what I, little, excuse me, what a little bit I know about Luigi Mangione is he actually comes from a pretty wealthy family.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, so the family background is, he was born in Townsend, Maryland in 1998, and so he belongs to a prominent local family known for philanthropy. His paternal grandfather was born. He's a Sicilian immigrant. His grandfather was. I was trying to see. The family owns Hayfields Country Club, Turf Valley Resort, Lorien Health Services, and the WCBM radio station, as well as the Mangione Family Foundation. So it is a family of prominent philanthropy in the Baltimore area, it seems, from what I know about it. So this isn't someone who has come from a place of lack of having, we should say. And that kind of also adds to the interest of the case itself, wouldn't you say, for why it took place, supposedly. And
well, that makes you think on how he got to that point to be able to, if he was wealthy, then that means that he had to go through quite a bit to have some sort of desire to kill this man.
I've heard back problems.
I heard that as well. Yep. So like what happened for him to be radicalized?
Well, my guess from just what little bit I know about it, not an expert, is that he had back issues that required him to have what was it he had?
See, he looks pretty healthy.
He said
too.
He had to have
what was it?
Screws in his spine.
Yeah, he had to put screws in his spine.
Ouch.
Now, the thing with back problems is though, man, if your back isn't working properly, man, that can drive me crazy. Absolutely. Yeah. Back's very important.
My dad has a lot of problems like that, so I know good and well how.
Well, it makes you feel useless at that point. And yeah. A person that young who's probably around our age,
a lot of your strength is carried in your back and stuff. Your core is just.
I mean, it's how you carry yourself is through your back, and I think health related issues with that probably help drive some of it for him to go crazy enough to be able to perform something like this, and he also sees it as a public duty for him to expose what he sees as an inappropriate relationship of business as a for-profit while denying claims of people that may need healthcare.
Well, so it says right now they think the theory behind the shooting is animosity toward the healthcare industry.
That's the biggest, and that's why he's labeled a terrorist at the moment.
And he said they said he had handwritten notes that expressed disdain for corporate America, in particular the healthcare industry. So
yeah, which he's not alone in
that's
that
understandable.
Category.
Yeah, if you've got eyes to see, you know that it's just a rotten industry.
It is for sure.
There's a lot of evil there too, like that.
Well, anytime you base stuff around money, you know, America is like. Founded on pretty much free market
or a heavy
and stuff.
Capitalist market consuming country.
Yeah, you're gonna have those negatives.
Both our biggest strength and biggest weakness, honestly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, I think that goes back to a lot of the social dynamics at play of why people think it's a little bit justified in their own way of why you see so many memes of being like. Nah, Luigi was with me. He was helping me mow a yard. There's no way he could have killed the dude.
My brother was helping me with the pipes.
We were going through pipes. We're trying to find a princess here.
And Bowser over here.
Yeah.
He got Duke.
But and that's the thing is, there's so much people that sympathize with why he did it.
And I sympathize.
In some ways, I do too. I'm very torn on this.
Well, I'm torn as well because very torn. You know, we know not to be that way. But like I said, what brings you to that point? And we all have to understand that there's a breaking point for every single human being on this planet.
Well, this goes back to it being justified or not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So
I no.
See, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think it's justified because you're pointing your anger in the wrong direction. A misguided anger leads to even worse problems than correctly pointed anger. There's a reason why anger is an emotion and why anger is a gift. Who said that? Who's the anger is a gift quote? That sounds like some kind of Malcolm X kind of thing.
Oh, I'm not sure who. I think I know what you're talking about because
anger is a gift, but
it's the unrealized attempt to defend yourself. Like it's anger comes up when it knows something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a novel by Mark Ashiro. I don't know
who that is.
Is that the original quote? It may be. I don't know.
I'm not even sure if we're talking about the same thing, but
probably not.
Either way, the point is I agree with that quote. Anger is a gift.
It is
because it lets you point to a direction of
every emotion
misjustice
is.
And. Yeah, every emotion means something, but it's how you channel that emotion of whether it's proper or not. And you don't, in my opinion, and maybe you disagree with this, I don't think that anger is justly pointed in the right direction, killing that man. Because if it's not that man, it's another man in that man's place.
See, the thing is, there are several men.
Well, it's a system.
It is a system. There are several individuals that are always producing a terrible environment. Now, I don't know enough about him to even make that claim of justified.
Mm-hmm.
I can never make that claim to say it's justified because I believe that's just between God and him.
Yeah.
But, who's to say?
Go ahead.
So, do you think it's more you said several men, do you think it's more like these men out here,
it's
like these people,
it's not
or
that
the
they
system.
Are dying
like,
to
do, you think,
do it.
Okay, do you think like if you were in their place, do you think you'd be maybe making these same decisions because the system they're a part of?
Well, see, I want to be a part of the system then.
Okay.
I refuse to be in those scenarios anyways, so I don't have to be part of that.
That's
I recognize
the
them prior.
Yeah, I feel like most people, if they're put in that same position as that CEO, they're probably doing the same things.
No, you are. Yeah. Well, that's your job.
Exactly.
In a way, that's your job.
It's easy to mark it off. It's you don't think of other aspects of what you're doing humanly when you're just like, well, it's just my job. I'm trying to produce this for something else.
I'm just looking out for this company. That's what I'm doing.
You are.
Yep.
Because your duty is to your shareholders.
And that is also an incorrect philosophy there, because that's what's causing these improper visions in our system, is because we're not accepting the reality of what you're doing.
But those people aren't going to hire him if he's not doing that good of a job, too.
But
part of what's wrong.
Well, yeah. Part of what's wrong, it is twofold, and this is why I've mixed feelings on it. It is, one, as a healthcare CEO or anyone that is involved in any kind of sales portion of healthcare, there's the flip side of the coin on this is you're part of a system that is selling healthcare. Your job is to make sure that people are insured and that their claims, if they are appropriate, are being carried out. If they're inappropriate, not being carried out. Now, the healthcare industry is regulated to a point that you can only deny so many claims. Now, that is one misconception about this. Again, why I think it's mispointed. You can only deny so many claims because in the healthcare industry, it is law that whatever you don't pay out in claims, you have to pay back in premiums paid. I think it's like 85% is the percentage. So there is a law on the books to not just have people deny claims for the sake of
it. Yeah, if you deny, then you get your premiums back. Yeah.
The point is, it's going to happen, though, to a degree. And the point is, too, is the incentives of having a healthcare industry that doesn't make health the priority. The priority is profit.
Yeah, well, how much did he also pocket for being that guy, too?
Well, he's $10 million a year.
$10 million a year.
And you know that at $10 million a year, that's what I'm saying, is where my mixed feelings come is you can relate to this, and we never did anything like that, but we sold life insurance, and to sell life insurance to a degree is a little bit fucking shady shit.
Oh, dude, I would come home lying. I would just lie about random shit just because I felt like I was still in that insurance mode, you know?
Yeah,
because
you're encouraged to do so, and it's
isn't
shitty.
That encouraging, man?
Isn't that crazy? Exactly.
Your lifestyle is just made about lies. How depressing.
I quit doing it. Yeah,
it's very depressing.
I know that's my point. It's just not human. We're not doing what's right for each other.
No, but that's
repercussion.
It's the incentives misaligned with the purpose of what it should be. And like I said, I know we may have different opinions on this, but and we'll get into this later. But that the point of it is that the incentives are there that people will fill these positions, whether it was Brian Thomas or somebody else in that position.
100%.
Point is that would have been some other target, Mangione or somebody else would have killed in that position.
See,
it's just misdirected, though. Because lawmakers are the ones that ultimately have the power at the end of the day to change that.
That, and it's not all on these insurance companies. The hospitals make so much money, man. Like, I mean, charge astronomical amounts. And how are the health? How is insurance supposed to pay for that? They're not charging a lot for premiums. Like,
it's down the yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people need to look at hospitals too.
It's like down the list. Yeah.
And I know you need to pay your doctors a lot. Obviously, we need to pay our, like, you know,
well,
surgeons.
Yeah, they got to go in a lot of debt to get that fucking degree.
yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. The whole system is rotten from how it's built.
It's because there's a lot of leeches in it. Like, the CEOs, honestly, most of the time, don't do too much.
No.
They take a lot more and don't give it out to their counterparts, the ones that are actually doing the work, moving the things. You know, the CEO is usually just a face to say, hey, I'm the company representative.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, I'm doing this, and I might be directing things partially, but I'm going to take my huge slice of the pie. And, you know, in the case you said the doctors won't get as much. You know, they get paid pretty good, but, like, they should, and the nurses and everybody in the actual labor should be receiving a larger sum. Like, around here, we have a big monopoly through Ballad.
Yeah, Ballad Health.
And, you know, we'll put a hit out on ourselves already just saying the name, but
well, that's one example too. And again, this will trickle more into the healthcare talk of it.
Think about talking about that.
No,
just came up.
Well, the thing is it all goes back to when money is your priority and not health in a healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get good incentives aligned to where you have a self-correcting system for this, because the insurance company is there to make money and sell insurance. Therefore, to partially make insurance, they have to make sure that some claims are not fulfilled compared to what they're paying out, because otherwise you don't make money that way. Therefore, hospitals have to charge more because they're correcting for people that don't have insurance so they can get paid something. So they're charging people without insurance lower rates. So therefore, who's getting screwed off that? It's the healthcare company, or not screwed off of it, but the healthcare company is the one that has to pay,
the bills, cover
for those people. And that's why you're paying the higher premiums, because you're the ones paying into that. It's the incentives are so just ass backwards for a healthcare system. It just doesn't make sense for the most advanced country in the world, and how well we do so many other things that we have corporatized and capitalized our healthcare industry the way it is. And I mean, I don't know about you all. I'm typically pro-capitalist in most ventures of things, like shoes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We can get into that. That's a whole other thing. But for healthcare, it doesn't make any sense for me in terms of how we do it in this country. And that's a big reason why people say that. But, sorry, and then I'll stop this tangent. Here's one thing, though, with people that are on board with this, they think, no, because people are denied claims and you should be able to just go into a hospital or if something's wrong with you and get what you need done.
You can't steal labor from somebody, too. Like coming in and being like, I demand you to fix me a sandwich.
Well, that's the thing. Now there is the Hippocratic Oath, though, that they take, and that is part of that in a small degree. But the issue with healthcare is if you ask most people in the country, should everybody have healthcare, most people will poll and say yes.
Yeah.
You start to break that down and say, should you get rid of your own private insurance and should we have public things? But it starts to get a little bit more fuzzy. People are like, no, I already have my healthcare. I have it through my employer. Screw the rest.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of this weird wanting our cake and eating it too in American society that we don't fully address as a country.
Could we not have both, though? Like, what would be the problem with having both?
I don't see a problem in having both. What I'm saying is that people, when you start to tell them that, okay, we're going to get rid of basic private insurers and you're going to have it for people.
Monopolies are never good.
Well, that's the thing. Well, your monopoly would be the government. The government would be the health insurance.
Yeah, and then if you completely foolish to trust that completely. And that's why it's good to have competition.
No more foolish than a company.
United Healthcare.
Yeah, they're both terrible choices, but at least there is some aspect that you could do about it.
Well, at least the government wouldn't be incentivized by money per se.
Not
as much as like
not
a
near the same degree.
Yeah,
people
not as
who
much
are
as
hired
like
on are
company.
Not incentivized by profit motive and are not under the same profit chain as you do. That's why all these other countries have.
I'm glad we
insurance.
Have All Saints in office.
Not all Saints, for sure.
I'm really glad.
It's better incentives, though. Other countries would attest to that. That's why they prefer their health care.
So I don't think that's completely true.
It is, by polling data and by happiness statistics and everything. You can ask them. If you're a person in France or Sweden, you would rather have your health care.
France is not a good one. Now, Sweden, maybe.
That's what I'm saying, though. But the point is, well, but that's the thing, though. You could have public health care and you could still buy insurance on top of it. I don't know why we don't have a system like that.
I don't understand that.
Well, I think there should always be alternatives.
Yeah.
No matter
No,
whatever the solution is, alternatives should be made.
I agree with
that. If you want to have a private, private health care, I think you should, be allowed to have that. But
I think it's our responsibility to take care of each other anyways, and we should, like, whatever it may be tribing up and helping pay for things together.
Well, that's how you tribe up for it, though.
Well, how about that? How about you? Like, take it a step further and like you shouldn't have to pay as much for stuff done for you, other than having to everybody have to chip in to pay that big bill. You know what I'm saying? If you could solve that problem the other way around, and
it's based on need. Someone that needs it the most is getting seen first. Someone that may need it less, that's how it's prioritized. Right now, it's prioritized based off what type of insurance you have and how much you pay. It's entirely prioritized off capital. So, if you have a broke arm, you want to get seen about your broke arm. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying someone that might have,
a heart attack.
Yeah, or some kind of life-threatening condition probably should be seen first. Point is that we go in with our health care, and you come out and people go into debt over it.
I know, and that's not issue. Good.
No, it's a big issue.
On the counterpoint, too, I've known so many people that I've actually talked to from Canada that have hated their system because of how long that you have to wait for stuff because of everything it is. And there's just as bad, problems. But for a different reason.
Well, anyone that tells you there's not problems is just, it's the condition of man, which is you don't have enough resources to fulfill unlimited needs like that. The good thing about a healthcare system like that, though, is they get to go be seen about it, and they're not worried about going to debt over it. That's a huge benefit, and just weight another taken thing, off, I think, and you're not tied to your job over it, because if you hate your job or you're in some kind of bad position in your job, I can now leave my job because I'm not worried about my family not having healthcare because of it.
Yeah, I also think there's a lot of misdiagnosed stuff out there, like adding to and causing a bottleneck in people being seen.
You see that more in like mental stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but I figured that was the way you're going with it.
Yeah. Because, you know, and there's a lot of true things out there, but there's a lot of improper use of resources that way when somebody might be suffering from
that something. Goes back to it too, though, man. You also have a country where you're allowed to advertise drug sales.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in other places.
Yeah, no.
Therefore, the incentive is empowering the consumer.
I don't know how that even makes sense.
Well, yeah, it's an empowered consumer mindset. If you ever watch how Purdue Pharma got away with a lot of their stuff when it came to OxyContin and how they promoted it, it was about empowering the consumer and making basically marketable
words. I know,
words,
and then they got everybody addicted to opioids.
Breakthrough pain. you know, those pain charts.
Not addictive at all.
Yeah. You know the pain charts.
Yeah, then
charts.
They abandoned them completely.
Yeah.
And then created a whole generation of opioid users.
Of opioid addicts.
That love heroin now because of it.
Exactly. But that's the point, is that they had the mandate, and how our country works is it's so consumer empowering. It's the same model as you empower the consumer of their pain, their individualized pain, that's how you put it. And then therefore, they're the ones that get to try to task out of what can the doctor provide for me for my individualized pain, because I'm an individual. So therefore, my pain might be different than your pain.
Yeah, see, it should just be, hey, I'm a doctor, and I went to school for 10 years. Like, let me get you what I think will help.
Exactly. Know? Yeah, and that's a big thing in healthcare, though, is where it's so commodified, and it's the same thing with how you do insurance. It's commodified, individualized, and I'm not saying that individual isn't important and there's not individual circumstance. The point is when you overdo it in a sales tactic to make people so quote unquote empowered as a consumer for these things that they, I mean, be honest, they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, they may have some inkling of, like, this thing hurts me or this thing, you know, I might need it this way for this. But the point is you make the individual feel so empowered, they're making bad judgments.
Oh, yeah.
To buy and buy and buy. That's the point.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. You're saying that the individual is the one completely buying it, but I think that the individual is being sold that.
No, they are. Yeah, they like are. They're being empowered to...
But
go
yeah, but
against,
they're being lied to about that by are, the yeah. pharmaceutical companies.
I agree.
Well, that they're watching
and being
commercials,
sold
yeah.
By, and there's a lot of doctors out there that actually prescribe just off basis because they get kickbacks.
Yeah,
part
yeah.
of them. Part of it's also just misinformation. One big thing with the Purdue stuff was they had manipulated one of their.
So your
charts.
Answer to that is completely opposite of my answer, because I think it's more important to be even more of an individual and understand what that means.
No, I'm
what
not,
you're trying to be well, offered.
No. It's not more of an individual. What I'm saying is they use the idea of individualism.
Trust me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. They use that to take advantage. That's so, the point.
So yeah.
they use that concept to take advantage of people.
So you wouldn't trust the doctor in a lot of the situations to like prescribe you.
Well,
what?
Honestly, I don't go to the doctor.
I know. I'm in general though. Like you know,
depending
if you,
on
if
what's
you
going on,
to.
I don't really. There's a lot of things out there you could do just to improve your health. Now, honestly, if you're just...
Like if you needed a medication.
If I'm over here dying in the corner with an incredible fever, I'm going to need some ibuprofen and Tylenol. That'll help it kick it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's certain things like that are just used. Antibiotics, too, sometimes are very useful. But, like, I haven't been in too many situations where I've actually needed one, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's more serious conditions when it's hard to figure out what could be causing an ailment.
But I've got a pretty good control of like what I know what's going on in my body. And I think that's a personal responsibility that all people should be doing all the time.
Yeah.
Is keeping track of your own body.
No, for sure. I agree. So, y'all comment. Do you think you should be able to tell your doctor what medicine you want?
Or no, they definitely don't.
Do you, or do you think your doctor should tell you?
Can I get some of those those Xanaxes, please? I'm going to need about 20,000 Xans. I need
my back hurts.
The blue bars.
I get nervous on airplanes.
No, that's also inappropriate. That's not what.
And I feel like those ads are like trying to push people that way, though. Yeah. Like, let me tell my doctor this is what's wrong with me. Like, you know. You need to
well, you could tell
this.
Them the symptoms and stuff, and they might be able to find a middle point. But
and that's what it should be. Yeah.
But a lot of times, though, like I said, you're getting sold something. So, like, there's incorrect things happening on both fronts.
Yeah.
Both parties are wrong.
No, they are. But that's my that was all I meant by individualism. It's not like a knock.
Okay.
On
well,
that.
I can agree with that. But it's just the wording.
You use
of,
the concept to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Just absolutely.
Whatever selling point you can make out of that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%.
But see, at the same time, though, and I know you probably disagree with this, though, I still think that your best alternative, though, to get around that kind of incentive, and again, not perfect, but is to have some kind of public option that people are taxed and pay into, so that way they can go see an actual doctor and not be broke by it.
Well, nobody should be broke by it.
No, and a lot of people every year go into bankruptcy for medical bills.
I agree. It's terrible. It is. My, one of my aunts, she had cancer recently, and she was telling me that one of her treatments, just one of them, and she had like several in a week, was $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
$25,000 for one single treatment.
And that treatment would be cheaper, though, too, under a public system, because your public's only going to pay so much for that. That's another reason why healthcare is so expensive in America, is that you don't have public negotiation on a lot of these things. It's mostly just
It's because it's been fed. There's not choice to be had, because if there was more choice in there, they wouldn't have all that incentive to charge you astronomical numbers.
I mean, look at around here where we just have Ballad.
I know,
like, and, I mean,
monopoly bad.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. I mean, I think if you broke up things like Ballad and actually had hospitals competing with one another for best service they can provide,
like there was for years.
Yeah,
there was two really close in the area.
Yeah, and then cut out, at least have a basic level of public option insurance. And then if you want to add to that, you could. Then you'd at least have people that needed to get care. They could at least have something go get care. Choose the hospital they want to go to. That's then incentivized to provide them the best care they can to keep their business, quote unquote. Again, still sounds gross to say it that way.
It does,
but it'd be much better than how they try to do it with Ballad. But here's the sad thing, too, is I, like, because I hear this, too, from our local area, is like, well, if you had entirely socialized medicine, you would just have Ballad across the country. And my thought is, well, I don't think they would set it up that way, first off. But let's just say, take that, just, you know.
They've done a good job so far.
Let's just take that at its face, that argument. Be like, well, honestly, if I had to go to Ballad and I came out there and I didn't have to pay, I'd be...
Yeah, right. I'd go to Ballad, yeah.
It wouldn't still be good. I'm just saying, it would be...
If I didn't have a bill when I left...
Yeah,
if I didn't have
a bill when I left, then people wouldn't be complaining as much nearly about it either. That's the problem, is you have this just mismanaged bureaucracy of corporate bullshit that doesn't know how to prioritize patients in the different places to do it.
And then that CEO gets a big fat wad in his pocket, and somebody gets mad.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And you question why he did it, but you just sit there and try to sift through all those answers, and you just see that guy, and you're like, man, he looks like he might be a solution. What if we just take him out?
So let me ask you, do you think it was justified?
I can't say that because I'm not that guy. If I'm ever put in a position, like if something
from
happened
outside
to me, okay, so let me be that person. Like if it was me and everything was happening, I wouldn't do that out of my own thing. But if other people around me then were affected in such a way that I just could not stand to look at something, there might be a radical thought. mm-hmm. Proceed out of my being.
He might not have been able to stand because he had to have screws in his spine.
See, I don't have a tough time standing. I don't know what's going on. It's easier for me to forgive somebody if it's me personally having the pain, but if it's my surrounding environment, such as family or friends, I may have a more knee-jerk reaction, you know, too.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Because it's easy, yeah. You know, and you're lying to yourself if you've never thought for a minute to just explore the thoughts of Punisher and be like, well, what if this guy just wasn't here no more? And that little dark thought, it's too much for some people when that's all their life is.
You know what's crazy? He was not a United Healthcare customer.
Oh.
So
it, no, he just saw a problem with the system. Yeah. And he just
so
took his...
They well, were the biggest
here's
insurance.
The point. Yeah. We go into the next point. Like, what's the conspiracies of these things? Like...
Is it Tom?
Well, interesting you say that.
Indeed, it is an interesting thought. Is this even the guy?
That's what I was actually going to ask you. Do you think this is the guy?
I really don't even think this is him.
I think it's him.
It's for sure him.
No, I really don't. The you don't? Eyebrows, man, I really don't.
Eyebrow
Give
check.
Me the
right, eyebrow explain. Check. Explain so eyebrow this is, check. Go. I could be wrong.
Okay, I'll break it down after you are wrong.
But in the picture, he had completely all the hair in between his eyebrows was gone in his original pictures from this CCTVs or whatever, the images around. The next couple days when he got booked, he had a completely bushy eyebrow already, like unibrow.
Well, he's Italian.
And
I feel dude, like they grow some quick eyebrows.
2 days? I could be wrong, but 2 days? I don't know, man.
You know what
that
else
was
he
a
had
lot
on
of
him?
Hair. What?
You know what else? He had the 3D printed silencer and a gun.
Okay.
Also had that in his backpack.
Okay.
He had a manifesto.
Well, I also believe that things could be planted. Well, see, we don't know these things.
His fingerprints were at the scene, pretty close to the scene.
Oh, I didn't know.
New York, big city, a lot of fingerprints.
Honestly.
All right. Just saying, there's a lot of stuff. It said he wrote that he was thinking about using a bomb, but obviously he used a gun instead. But
yeah,
I have my theory.
Let's hear your theory.
This is my tinfoil hat theory.
Hold on, nothing's getting through.
Yeah. This was around the same time as we started seeing the drone activity start to take place around New Jersey.
A displacement of attention.
Yes.
And it kind of feeds the populace a little bit, too, to give them something.
I believe the drones were an act by the government as they start to practice surveillance technologies that could be used, whether it be in wartime or other kind of data tracking means. We're still new in that area, and we have certain laws against it. So, therefore, we have to skirt these laws in certain ways and use these technologies to be able to skirt these laws. That being said, we need something to help distract part of the masses while we are conducting this activity. Around the same time, what better way than a good-looking gentleman with a manifesto to attack an industry that is a very contentious topic in this country, which is healthcare. So therefore, we plant this person to kill the CEO, and therefore, we are then able to at least distract half the public while we conduct these different experiments of surveillance technology to see what kind of reaction both we get from the public if they are distracted by this for either data purposes or for future surveillance purposes that we may need if given could be whether it's wartime or it could be whether it's, you know, just general data collection that we need from the government to bypass certain laws that we already have on the books.
It's a pretty bold statement.
I have the hat on.
Okay, so let's kind of reinforce Matt that... the conspiracy a little bit.
We're having fun here.
Okay. Yeah, we can have a little bit of
fun here.
Project Bluebeam, okay? Uh-huh. Do you know about it? Anything about it at all?
Fill me in.
So it is an op to pretty much encourage intergalactic invasion, like, and a sway to say that something is happening and we are going to be introduced into a new I don't know what concept.
It's like intergalactic society kind of stuff.
Yeah, but these drones, okay, so are honestly kind of crazy what they can do now with the hologram projections and stuff. You can build images of things to persuade masses into believing something may happen. Mm-hmm. Intergalactic, religious, whatever it may be, all of a sudden you have your fake Jesus here, you know, and to persuade people into believing whatever it may be, that he's arrived or an alien has arrived. I don't know the thing, but that is the concept, to provide a holographic thing in the sky, whatever it may be, ships, you know, and these drones can produce those images pretty clearly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, it's cool to see a lot of the EDM concerts. There's some really
they
cool,
use the
like,
drone, yeah.
The stuff. It's kind of fascinating and scary at the same time, how fast we got here.
See, I think it could be one of two. Again, just putting on the conspiracy hat for this. If I'm thinking about it in this way, it would be more for testing to see how much we actually are just
complacently unaware.
Complacently unaware. Mm. Or just not even complacently unaware, complacently
don't laugh
interested.
At him.
I'm laughing.
Hat is on, Jacob. Embrace the hat.
You have a hat on too. I have it on. Don't laugh at him, you judgmental prick.
I'm laughing.
His isn't on right. They're getting into his head right now.
Jacob, shake your head.
It's not big enough.
Jacob, shake your head. Fight it. So if they're using some kind of surveillance technology, it could be one of two ways.
Yeah.
It could be we have this mass story to make sure that we can get the masses to make sure they are complacently uninterested, is my point. Uh-huh. Of just like, oh, here's this other big thing in the news. So therefore,
there's obviously pressure other there too.
Well, to see what you can pull off. That's the thing.
They've done it before.
It's a springboard to whatever the next thing is.
Yeah.
That's what I would say is where I would take this conspiracy.
I agree, because they've done that before. That's a thing that you do if you've ever read the Art of War. You got back there in the corner. That's part of a war against somebody. And when you're trying to have a war against other conscious beings to get their attention, you really want to dissuade, to create the illusion.
Well, the thing is, too,
notice over here.
I'll try to put this in ground. This in some realistic stuff. I'll try.
Okay, let's
I'm gonna
try.
Do my best.
Okay.
Now, here's an issue. I don't know if you know this, gentlemen, but there is a lot of misinformation issues that come about from places such as Russia, China, other enemies of the state that the United States would consider, right? And therefore, we don't know the full scope of this. And therefore, the government itself may want to be able to get some more insight on how to counter this misinformation and keep tabs on it. So therefore, you need to have some kind of workaround to be able to gain this information from the laws itself, while at the same time not disturbing the public to a point that you see outcry and an actual push against that. So this could just be a test for them to see how far they can push for that kind of counterintelligence against other foreign actors that they can then keep tabs on compared to citizenry, and then therefore use for other possible wartime settings.
It's pretty in depth.
It is.
It's very
just
believable.
A thought. Do I believe this? No. But it is amusing. It is a musing in my head. Not amusing as in it amuses me. It does amuse me, but a space musing. Yeah.
Thoughts are funny, you know?
Yeah, it's a thought. Of just like, you know, if I'm trying to think.
Honestly,
of
anything's
how,
possible. They've done more outlandish things, so.
Well, yeah, they
have.
Recordable.
And back in the day, there was a lot more conspiratorial type things that could happen because there's not as much information flying around and leaks and things such as that. I'm just saying, if I was to take this in the conspiracy direction, I lean more towards that and that these are actually government drones because...
Well, I fully believe those are government
drones.
I think they are too.
I think because the
what
fact...
What they're doing, I have no idea.
They would be up in arms a lot more if they weren't. Like, they would have a much more alarming public stance even if they didn't
I agree
know
with
what
you.
Was going on.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Or it might be they know they're not a threat, and you know.
But this is how I choose to tie these events together, and where the conspiracy may lie. Of this could be a hired situation for, again, data collection. Data is the most important information of our time. It is the oil of the 21st century.
Do you want to hear
workarounds?
Do you want to hear a more fun conspiracy theory?
Yeah, give me something fun.
Okay. 286. That's the number.
Okay.
So the dude's profile picture on X features the Pokemon Breloom.
Oh, yeah. I heard this. Yeah.
Is the 286th Pokemon. He had posted exactly 286 times on X when he was arrested. 286 is also the code insurance, health insurance companies use when appeal time limits for a healthcare claim that are not met.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's the Matrix. Yeah. It really is.
And also, Proverbs 28:6, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
Amen.
And then, and the miles from the McDonald's where he was arrested and where the shooting happened is 286 miles.
Hmm. It's called destiny.
So you're saying God committed murder?
Yes.
That's not the first time that's
happened. That's now, a fun let me one. Let me classify. If you ask me that question with that statement, was it justified? Yeah. If God did it, we got it.
Is all of God's murders justified?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You think this random Italian man was?
I don't know. I can't say that.
Doing the Lord's work.
I can't say that. I don't know it. But
so Saint Luigi, according to Dakota,
Saint Luigi.
This is possible. This is possible.
Wise man.
But like I said earlier, like we've already been commanded not to do that to one another. It's not our position to do so. We've been told to love one another, and that's why it's wrong.
Well, that's it's wrong too, just because it's again. I think the aim. You're pointing your anger at the wrong way.
No, it's
you know,
more
you
system
know what United you know what United Healthcare is going to do now. They're
it could have been another healthcare
CEO.
Yeah, I know it could have been another healthcare chain being like, let's get this guy out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could have been somebody in there. I don't know how his family is. The wife could have put something out to hit him. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe this guy was just a plant for the actual assassin. Like.
Hit him with the blue cross and the blue shield.
Yeah.
It's all just jokes.
I saw the gears turning for that one.
It's a little bit
it's probably the most it's probably got the most like instruments of violence in there.
Oh yeah.
Cross and the shield.
Oh my gosh.
Don't cross if you don't got a shield.
That was stretching now. Yeah.
Well, stretching provides good health for himself.
Yeah. Y'all limber.
Is there a stretch pill?
I don't know, maybe. Hmm. Something that relaxes all.
Called Viagra.
Oh, get a couple inches out of that one.
Yeah.
That'll joke will take you a little bit.
But yeah, I just can't, man. Point it towards your lawmakers. They're the ones that have the power to change that.
Agreed.
There's a lot. Well, they're also complacent.
No, they are. There's also incentives around that, too.
I don't know. You got any more in there?
Yeah, do you have any more?
286 was mine.
286 was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. I like some number conspiracy stuff that we don't know what it means, but I got it.
Zodiac. There.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Do I need to put my hat back on?
I don't know if I have any more, to be honest. Because, like... Really, I don't know anything, like, to be honest.
Who really does?
It's just information that I'm being told, and I can't verify it. I wasn't there.
Exactly.
Like,
no, the biggest thing it is, and what I think people see out of it, is the conversation to be had about how we do healthcare in this country. I think that's the
it
most...
It is. Well, because it creates a narrative that wasn't there before, and it's an opportunity.
Is the narrative correct? Do you think?
Well, there is an issue. There is a problem. There has to be a solution.
Yeah, 100%. The reason that there hasn't been change is because the majority of people at a given time are healthy. Like, so to them, it's not a big deal.
Or they already have their health insurance.
Or that, yeah. So they're not worried about that. And it's your people that are having to pay these, you know, big bills or whatever that's, you know, that kind of problem falls on them. You don't have... But other people don't have to worry about it.
I think it's a larger problem with our society in general, which is it's fine for me, not for thee kind of thinking where it's just not my problem.
Yeah, but don't you think if that it affected everybody, there would be actual change if everybody was affected all the
Somebody
time?
Somebody needs to watch Spider-Man 1, that's all I'm saying.
Do you remember for which scene?
Yeah.
When Uncle Ben dies, he let him like walk out, and he's like, "That's not my problem," because they just got done being.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, it always is our problem.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. That's the mindset of a lot of, and that goes back to what I was telling you about with just people taking advantage of our individualism in an American consumer society is.
Don't you want to be like everybody else?
Well,
they're beautiful.
But that's not my problem.
Yeah.
I have my own problems.
It's not my problem.
It sounds like you need to take care of your problems.
Honestly, everything is everybody's problem.
Why don't you get a better job so that way you can actually afford health insurance, you piece of shit?
You degenerate worker. You know, why don't you? You're uneducated.
You've thought about trying?
Yeah, have you ever tried anything in your life?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
That's what I'm saying.
Uneducated.
Though. That's the mindset, though. That's a very heavy American mindset, and there's a balance between collective and individualistic that everybody should be involved in all the time, and we don't have that.
That's kind of what I'm saying, though. You know, like,
no, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying that's the general vibe of America, and that's why it's not going to get changed because people who run on that, and like I said, we may disagree on. How public health care would take place in that. My point is even if we did agree on it, it wouldn't matter.
See, I don't have an answer to actually make a good statement about that because there's way too many factors for me.
There's a lot.
To be comfortable saying, yeah, this is the way.
No, I agree with that.
Never say that in my current life because there's too much information.
Yeah, well, there is.
Even if I dedicated this very point to learning every aspect of every detail about what that is, I will die before I get there.
Well, you know what I can tell you? The wrong way is exactly like all the way this way or all the way that way. Absolutely. It's somewhere in the middle. So, I mean, that's...
narrow path is very narrow.
Well, the way we're doing it now ain't the right way, though.
No.
Nope.
I mean, that's just...
Well, it's all legalistic, bureaucratic BS, and that's not the right way.
Mm-mm.
And I think giving all the power to the government for that responsibility is not the right way either.
I also agree with that.
So, like, you got to find, like...
There has to be another way.
I think it's got to be somewhere in the middle. I think using the power of the people, though, to have something that everyone has, because you already use it for Medicare, for example. Old people love their Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to take it as a basic framework like that, that's fine. But anything
else.
Well,
they love it because they need it. I mean, if they had something else other than Medicare, I mean, obviously they...
Well, that's why do they like it so much? I mean, if you're old, I mean, technically you should be you should have more money than most people. You've been alive this long to collect this much money. Why do people...
Well, you know how you just said what you said a minute ago? Mm-hmm. That next statement was literally hypocrisy.
How so? Go ahead.
Because you were saying, well, you're not putting yourself in a shoe to understand what's going on in somebody's life, and you just did the same thing to those old people. You said they were been on this earth long enough; they should have enough money. You don't know what happened. You don't know when they got there.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're right. Okay. I agree. No, you're making my point. There's a reason why most old people like Medicare.
Well,
that is because they have the most health conditions too. They have to use it.
Yeah, they need it,
and they need it, and it's also something they're not worried about breaking their retirement for to pay for. Very important. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that as a foundation. And then if you want to have things built on top of that to, like I said, if you want to spend your money for extra healthcare, I don't see any issue at all in doing that. Yeah. Like I said, it's just providing basics for people. It's just giving people, if you have a condition, like you're 20 years old and you get diagnosed with cancer, that you can be able to go to a doctor and get treated for that and not be bankrupt the rest of your life.
I think most people would agree with that. Like that should be like a baseline. Like,
yeah, but I do think though, and it's fine. I get it. There's disagreements over that. But what I'm saying is that disagreement will be why you never probably have something like a public option for those people. Because see, right now what you have is subsidized private. So ACA is simply we have this extra COBRA money. So what? It's labeled under.
What'd you call it? Cobra?
Cobra.
Okay.
That's an acronym. I forget exactly the acronym. Actually, I had to learn it.
Cobra.
But it's subsidized insurance for people to be able to afford private insurance. So like myself on the ACA, my insurance is about $110 a month, but the amount of health coverage I have, if I wasn't subsidized, I would be paying about $300 some dollars a month. So they cover like $200-some of that, I pay the extra $100 based off my income.
Was that part of the Obamacare, like, it's rebranded? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. ACA is just a rebrand of it.
Yeah, that's where
it's the same thing.
That's where Ted doesn't get his taxes back at the end of the year because it's going towards.
If I don't use it, I have got taxes back because if you don't use it, but I have had to use it this year. Point is, I had it though, when I needed to.
Yeah.
Use
so Ted won't get any taxes back because.
Oh darn! I had health care. So terrible. Anyway, point is though. The point of that is, though, is that you're just still driving up price of insurance that way, though. Because now you're providing the few companies that are able to sustain itself through providing those types of subsidized insurance, they can drive up their rate because they have guaranteed money from the government coming in. You see what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not charging you, Dakota, and what your price range is. I'm charging the government based off what they can subsidize. And the government's got a lot of money.
Got a bunch of it.
They got a bunch of it.
So bat stacks.
So it's good, the fact that I have insurance. Yeah, that's great. The bad part is it's not really fixing the issue.
Don't have enough. Get the Fed to print more.
Providing fiscal needed insurance. Yeah. That's the problem.
How circular, you know?
Hmm?
I said, how circular?
I mean.
Are you calling Tad circular? That's pretty mean.
Not him.
Mm-mm. No, the system. Okay. It's you're just providing.
Always eating itself.
But that's the thing. It's honestly, if you're even just thinking purely financial, though, it seems the least efficient way to do it.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's what it's about, man. Let's be non-efficient.
Yeah.
Let's gum up the works.
There's a lot of leaks in the whole thing.
I swear they do it on purpose. I swear they do.
I think it's the only thing.
I swear. Yeah, because it's you're having two sides that don't agree on something, having to agree on something, and that's what you get, something very inefficient.
Yeah. And not inefficient, just, well, yeah.
Yes, inefficient.
Financially inefficient, yeah.
I mean, and multiple insurance. Ways
you
inefficient.
You get insurance.
I think we need some social change then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really heavily. And it's all the human beings that need to do it together.
Need a new manifesto.
What do we need to do?
Manifesto.
Yeah.
Right, a new social change manifesto.
All right.
How are we going to do this?
Well, it's easy. The best way to write a manifesto is through Mad Libs.
Do we have a Mad Lib ready?
We do. It turns out we do have a Mad Lib just for this occasion.
Whoa.
Weird.
Tired of feeling like you're always being watched? You step out of the door and bam, there's a camera. Bam, AI is tracking you. Bam, privacy gone. But now, with Digital Dome, you can reclaim your privacy with the world's most innovative and totally foolproof solution to surveillance, the Digital Dome Mask. Now, this isn't just any mask. No, no. This is a digitally enhanced, pixelated marvel of modern privacy technology designed to block the prying eye of cameras and AI everywhere you go. With our pixel fabric technology, you can literally become blur to the most advanced surveillance systems on the planet. Cameras, they see nothing. Facial recognition software, nada. Big Brother, sitting in the corner confused and powerless. Now, you can walk freely without the fear of being scanned, analyzed, or categorized. Whether you're avoiding corporate surveillance or just don't want to show up in another data set, the Digital Dome Mask has got you covered. It's easy to wear, super stylish, and hey, did we mention that it's 100% wearable? Forget about those other masks that don't actually do anything. Digital Dome is real. It works. Probably. Order now and we'll throw in a second Digital Dome mask for free. Why? Because your privacy deserves a backup. Or maybe your pet's privacy. We don't judge. Get your Digital Dome mask today because sometimes staying off the grid is just a little bit more fun than actually being on it.
Digital Dome is not responsible for any AI mistakes or pixel-related confusion that may result in accidental invisibility or loss of social credibility.
All right. So, boys, our Mad Lib manifesto today is the manifesto for social change. All right. So, I'm going to read this, and we'll go in order. All right. And I will write the word in place. Okay.
Okay, I feel empowered already.
You already feel empowered.
You know
that's
what?
Good. We'll see if the people feel the same way, because that's what matters, is their empowerment. Matt, how are we doing?
About 50 minutes.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
All right. Now, what we are going to do here is we're going to go in order. I will tell you whether we need an adjective, a verb, or a noun.
Okay, what order? You're in the middle, so you know.
Let's go this way.
That works.
So I'm first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right.
All right, so the Manifesto for Social Change, as by TFAD. We, the undersigned, believe that the time for change is now. Our society is plagued by... Adjective.
I'm going to make it so stupid. Timeless.
Wait.
No, wait. No. It's on purpose.
Wait, what is it?
Timeless.
Timeless.
No, you read that sentence again with that in there.
Timeless systems. All right.
Yeah.
It is up to us to... Verb.
Jump.
Okay. A better future. We refuse to accept a world where... Turkey bacon. is allowed to dominate, and we stand united in our commitment to... Verb.
Political.
That's not a verb. It's an adjective.
Is that a verb? We went over this already.
Action!
Okay, what is political action then?
Action is...
Policy. Policy is a verb. Right?
No.
No.
That's a noun. I think it's a noun. Yeah.
Verb. Something you do.
Okay, fine. Deliver.
Deliver.
Well, wouldn't that make sense with policy, though? Isn't that the point? Is to be actionable?
We refuse.
There's a word for it. I don't know what it is.
We refuse to accept a world where... Noun. You guys have this.
Saudi Arabia.
We didn't ask for a proper noun, but that's okay. Is allowed to dominate. We stand united in our commitment to... push... out.
Okay.
Push out. We will no longer... Verb. Verb in silence. Blank in silence. We will no longer blank verb in silence.
We will no longer stand.
Stand in silence. Allowing, plural noun, to dictate our lives.
Sheeps.
Sheeps.
Sheeple.
Sheeps dictate our lives. Our movement is driven by the belief that blank is a right. Cornucopias.
Opiates in our head.
Not a privilege. And that every noun deserves to be treated.
Every noun. Woman.
Woman. With adjective dignity.
Which, disgusting.
Oh my god.
Beautiful. In the face of blank opposition.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
Motherly. We shall blank together. Verb.
Dance.
Perfect. And with blank in our hearts. Noun.
Hate.
We will challenge the status quo. This revolution is not just a call for finger banging, but a demand for noun.
Mountains.
And plural noun.
I'm trying to read so hard. It's not going to make any sense.
Pins.
Pins.
Oh, yes, pins.
Wait. Yes, pins, of course. Where was I? Okay. We call on... blank to join us in this fight. We call on...
Come on.
The Crips. To join us in this fight. We will organize. We will verb and we will not rest. We will verb and we will not rest.
Bleed.
And we will not rest until noun is achieved.
N- until period.
Period. is achieved.
Okay.
Together we are tall. Another adjective?
Wise.
Wise? Another adjective?
Well.
And what?
Well.
And well. We are the change we wish to see in the world. Who is our endorsements? Blank. Famous person.
Elon Musk.
Endorsed by Elon Musk.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Things that would never happen together.
And the Muppets. Yeah. Together we will blank the world. Verb.
Conquer.
Conquer.
Perfect.
All right. Are we ready to hear our manifesto?
Oh, back? God. Yes. This is...
this is bad. Oh.
This is the manifesto for social change.
Social change.
We, the undersigned, believe that it is time for change. Back up. Fucked up. All right. We, the undersigned, believe that the time for change is now. Our society is plagued by timeless systems, and it is up to us to jump a better future. We refuse to accept a world where turkey bacon is allowed to dominate, and we stand united in our commitment to deliver injustice wherever it is found. I fucked up again. Sorry.
Come on, get it together.
All right, one more time. All right, cut that. All right. We, the undersigned, believe.
Wait. Why do you keep saying undersigned?
That's what it says. The undersigned.
The undersigned?
Read the word. What is that word?
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were.
Where are we at?
I thought you were saying undersigned, and you just weren't like filling it in. Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. We're good.
Cut that. We, the undersigned, believe that the time for change is now. Our society is plagued by timeless systems, and it is up to us to jump a better future. We refuse to accept a world where turkey bacon is allowed to dominate, and we stand in our commitment to deliver injustice wherever it is found. We will no longer deliver in silence, allowing Saudi Arabia to dictate our lives. Our movement is driven by the belief that... Push out?
What?
Push out? That push out is a right, not a privilege.
Yeah, that was definitely
that every
wrong.
Stand deserves to be treated with. Oh.
What is.
Go on. What is this ass?
Come on.
Hold on, dude. I'm trying to make sure I've got it right.
Okay, so I also noticed that Saudi Arabia is not a plural. Saudi Arabia. Is not a plural noun.
It wasn't a plural
noun. No,
it's proper noun. I think we were misinformed.
Wait, who's? What do you mean? He didn't say plural noun.
I know, he said proper.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Instead of plural. Are you okay?
Okay, hold on.
How's your insurance? Does it take care of strokes? Does it take care of strokes?
Okay, I think I've got it.
I've heard that before.
Okay. Take three. We, the undersigned, believe that the time for change is now. Our society is plagued by timeless systems, and it is up to us to jump a better future. We refuse to accept a world where turkey bacon is allowed to dominate, and we stand united in our commitment to deliver injustice wherever it is found. We will no longer push out in silence, allowing Saudi Arabia to dictate our lives. Our movement is driven by the belief that sheeps is a right, not a privilege, and that Every cornucopia deserves to be treated with disgusting dignity. Okay. In the face of weatherly opposition, we shall dance together. And with hate in our hearts, we will challenge the status quo. This revolution is not just a call for finger banging, but a demand for mountains and pins. We call on Crips to join us in this fight. We will organize, we will bleed, and we will not rest until period is achieved. Together, we are tall, wise, and well. We are the change we wish to see in the world. This is endorsed by Elon Musk, Kamala Harris, and the Muppets. Together, we will conquer the world.
It started to come together towards the end there.
It did.
It was a story.
I had too many is what it was.
Too many.
Too many. So, did some double ads. Sounds like a pretty good manifesto to me. Periods will be achieved.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how it started making sense towards the end. Mm-hmm. I seen the story and what we had to do.
Yep.
It came together.
It came together.
After a hallucination.
Let us know if this is a cause you can get behind. Leave a comment on how you will further this cause.
Or send us your own manifesto.
I want to know your manifesto.
Yeah, we're curious about your manifestos.
I may support it, so.
We may denounce it. Send to find out. All right, gentlemen. I think that is good. Do we have anything else on Mr. Mangione, CEOs and manifestos?
I mean, what a piece of shit, you know,
what
for
a
shooting
fucking
somebody.
Garbage God. Human being, dude. God, there is a special place in hell for that sexy motherfucker. God, you don't think fire can burn abs?
Yep.
It can.
Hey, what a glow up, right?
What a glow up. Literally. Fire's pretty glowy. Yeah.
Will it melt the metal screws in his back?
It might.
I'm just saying, bullets are cheaper than insurance, too, so.
Feeling hot. All right, that's it. We'll see y'all.
Should we like and subscribe?
Fuck!
We can do that right now.
If you like that episode, please like and subscribe to the podcast.
And comment, because we might do a mailbag in the near future. So any questions,
that'd be
you
fun.
Know? Yeah, any questions you got for us, like personal, you know?
Check out that next video. We know you'll like it.